Hello everyone, welcome again to Speak Your Mind Podcast. Our topic today is very, very interesting. It's about unlock your limitless mindset. So we have a guest, she is Carolina, and she will share with us about this topic, how to unlock our limitless mindset.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Yes, I'm good. Nice to meet you. Okay, first, thank you so much for your time. I'm so excited having you in my podcast right now. So
Thank you for inviting me.
Our topic today is about unlock your limitless mindset. Before we start, can you introduce yourself about your role, your activity right now, and your needs?
Yes, of course. So my name is Karolina Krakowska, and I am a mindset and a business coach, and I help female entrepreneurs basically break through overwhelm and procrastination in order to create, you know, just limitless mindset, confidence, and successful business. So, yes, that's what I do.
Yeah, interesting. Helping people to have a good mindset.
Yes, absolutely. It's so important.
So we get into the topic. What is limitless mindset and how to unlock it?
So limitless mindset is actually the name of my company that I started a year ago. And why I choose this name? Because we all put limits on ourselves, correct? So we all tell ourselves, you know, the limiting beliefs. And what are limiting beliefs? Those are the lies that we keep telling ourselves that keep us stuck and we cannot move forward in life. So whenever you have a goal, whenever you have a dream, and you keep telling yourself that, you know, you're not good enough, or you are too young or too old, or, you know, too skinny or too fat, those are the limiting beliefs that we keep telling ourselves. So we basically put limits on ourselves, right? So in order to be able to move forward and achieve your goals and be successful in life, we need to first dig deep and unlock our potential. So that's why I created Limitless Mindset, because we all are capable of achieving whatever we want in life. So we just need to unlock this mindset, this limitless mindset.
So how to unlock? We try to use positive talk to myself, ourselves.
Basically, what I would recommend for anyone that wants to unlock their mindset, it is work. It is work on yourself. So basically, we need to dig deep and find the root cause of all of our limiting beliefs, and then reframe them for empowering beliefs and bring it back. So basically, we need to learn how to control our thoughts, because everything starts with our thoughts, right? So whatever, you know, it's like a cycle. There are thoughts. Our thoughts lead us to our emotions. Our emotions lead us to our behavior and action. And then our action creates our results. So everything, you know, if you are not happy with your results in life, then everything starts with a thought, right? With those beliefs. So basically, we need to learn how to control our thoughts.
Yeah, but sometimes people feel stuck with their past, with their problems in the past, maybe broken heart or problem in their career, in life, whatever. And what we should do if we feel stuck in the past?
The only thing that I can tell you what's the best actually for everyone is acceptance. Just accept, because let's face it, we cannot change our past, right? This is just impossible. So very often people repeat their past. They go back and they think to themselves, why did it happen to me, or how they could do this to me, right?
Yeah.
And exactly. And what does it give you actually, right? It doesn't change anything, because you cannot go to your past and change past experiences and past events, right? So the only thing that we can do is to accept past and learn from it. So what are the lessons that you can learn from your past, right? What this event could teach you, what this experience could give you in now, so you can bring it to the future and not make, you know, another mistake. So what can you learn from your past? Because past doesn't equal your future. So whatever happened in the past, it doesn't mean that it defines your future, right? So basically we need to accept our past, learn from it, and just move on. And, you know, because if we are stuck in past, we are missing on present moment. In 50, 60, 80 years, you will wake up, you know, on your deathbed, and you will be like, oh my gosh, I missed my life, right? So the point is to not be stuck in the past, but just accept it and move on.
Yeah. People should do it. Mm-hmm. So some of people, they feel stuck because their past left them like trauma, maybe a divorce and broken heart, their partner cheating. And then in the future, they worry if it will happen again in their life. So kind of for what is difficult because left them with trauma. Oh, I'm afraid if my partner cheating again on me, or I'm again if my business bankrupt. So that's kind of a thinking, like overthinking, that keeps them holding them back in the past trauma.
So what I could tell you also, there is a trauma that happened in your past. They're a great tool. That's what I actually do with my clients. I work with my clients on their past experiences, and I have great tools to basically work on your subconscious, because everything that, you know, happened in your life, everything is stored in your subconscious, and our subconscious runs our life in 95%. So only 5% of our, you know, regular life we are in our consciousness. So basically we are most of the day on autopilot, and our subconscious stores all of our emotions, thoughts, beliefs, you know, everything that happened in the past, trauma. And when we store it in our subconscious, we don't even know consciously we want to do something, right? We want to scale business, we want to have beautiful relationship, we want to, you know, be happy. But our subconscious in the back of our head keeps us stuck in the past. What I do with my clients, I work with them on subconscious. We go deep into subconscious. We find the root cause of you know, your basically limiting beliefs of the past event that happened and now, you know, cause you to feel stuck or overwhelmed or, you know, overthinking, right? So we find the past experience, we reframe it, we change it a little bit, we change the meaning, because we cannot change what happened, but we can change the meaning that we give to this event, right? And then we bring it back. And you know, because you have now, you consciously and subconsciously have this understanding that this event that happened before, I gave this kind of meaning, but now it could mean something different. And now you have, you know, different understanding, you have different learnings from this event, and you have also different experience, because you know that if it happens in the future, then you will react in different way. You will know that it doesn't mean that, you know, if someone cheated on me, it doesn't mean that I'm not worthy of love. You know what I mean? So it's like we reframe the past experiences, we bring it back, and then you are set for, you know, for the future with a good start, basically. So
yeah, so we must maintain our subconscious is good every day. Yeah.
Absolutely. You just need to work. We just need to work on our subconscious, and you know, we usually don't even know that our subconscious actually creates everything that we have in our life, right? All of the decisions that we make, everything is based on our subconscious. So consciously, it's only 5%, but we can use those 5% of our consciousness to influence our 95% of subconscious.
So to train 95% of our subconscious is affirmation and manifest, maybe after we wake up or before sleep, like that?
Kind of, yes. That works. Affirmations, manifestation, self-hypnosis, that all works. So, but also what I would recommend is to basically find someone who specializes in working on the subconscious, just like a mindset coach, let's say, and who have the tools that can take you to the past and reframe it, because that's really important. So basically what I do, we have a timeline, right? So something happened in the past and there is a future, right? So we go back in the past, in your subconscious, we fix it, we bring it back, and we are good for the future. So basically I would definitely recommend to find coach, mindset coach, who knows what to do, who has the tools and can help you heal, you know, the past traumas, past experiences. There is so much guilt, shame, anger in people, right? So we need to work on those negative emotions to kind of heal them, and then we'll be able to move to the future.
Yeah, so find the professional and they will help us to fix.
Absolutely. That's what I did actually for myself. And when I found this person that helped me, then I healed all of my negative emotions from the past, and I was so fascinated about it, because I was like, oh my gosh, if it helps me, it means that I can help someone else now. That's why I started, you know, learning, and that's why I immersed myself in self-development, in working on subconscious and conscious, and that's how I right now I have the tools and the skills to do the same for people, because I did it to myself previously as a client, and now I am like, okay, it helped me. I know that I can help other people as well.
So you also learn about neuro-language programming, like NLP.
Yes, NLP is so powerful.
What is that? NLP is new things for me, something new. What is that? What's it basically?
So neuro-linguistic programming is basically it's a communication model. So how we communicate with others, but also how we communicate with ourselves, because that's the most important thing, right? And when we are in age from 0 to 7, we are being programmed. Our brain is in theta state, but like a sponge. We are like a little walking sponge, and we absorb everything from our environment, right? From our parents, caregivers, our friends and teachers. And then we, based on those experiences that we observe, we create our map of the world. And then we basically live up to the map of the world that we create when we are between ages 0 to 7. So basically it's like we are being programmed. Our subconscious is being programmed. And then we grew up and there is some programming or some codes running in our subconscious, and we don't even know about it. And we are wondering, let's say, why I cannot find the love of my life, right? Or why I cannot make the money that I want, right? Because we all desire the beautiful things. We all desire, you know, the best things in life, right? Beautiful relationships, healthy body, money and abundance. And then if we don't have it, we struggle. But why do we struggle? Because there is this programming, there are those codes in our subconscious that keep us stuck from getting what we want. That's why there's so many people overweight, right? Because, and they cannot lose weight. Why? You know how to lose weight, right? Just eat less, work out more, and you will lose weight, right? But why they cannot lose weight? Because there is this coding, there's a programming in subconscious that runs their life, and they don't even realize it. So basically neuro-linguistic programming is how to talk to yourself, how to communicate with other people, how to influence your subconscious mind, how to basically model those people who achieved already greatness and do exactly the same in order to be able to, you know, achieve those things. Because if someone already achieved something that you want in your life, it means that you can achieve it too. It's just a question how you can do it, right? You just have to model them basically and do what they do.
So how to find purpose in life?
how to
how
find
we can
purpose.
find the right purpose, yeah.
How to find purpose in life? Well, that's a good question. Basically, purpose is something that you're happy to do, right? So why do you get up in the morning from bed? You know, why do you do the things that you do? So for me, my purpose is to help other people because that makes me fulfilled. I feel so happy when I have the chance to work people's transformations. That it makes me, my heart just melt. So how do you find purpose? Just do what makes you happy. If, you know, helping other people makes you happy, just do it. If, you know, if you love to write a book, just do it. Just find something that brings you happiness. And actually, happiness is also not something that you can find outside of yourself. Happiness is something that you create within yourself, right? So you cannot find happiness on the street, right? It's something that it's already in you. You just need to tap into those emotions because all of our emotions are already in us. Happiness, sadness, anger, excitement, negative and positive emotions we have already in us. So the question is, how do you tap in them, right? And how do you basically control your mind in order to tap in the right emotions, right? So I would say purpose is basically do what you love to do and, you know, helping other people. And that's purpose in my understanding.
What if, for example, we have something that what makes us happy, like travel or donation, but that is not give us money, like wasting money for travel or maybe buy something that makes us happy or donation or charity. That's it makes us good, but that is not give us money. Is that is how to balance that? Like so, we can find purpose in the same time we can make money with so what we love. Yeah,
a lot of people actually live in scarcity mindset, and when you have scarcity mindset, feel like there is never enough. Not enough money, not enough work, not enough love, not enough everything, right? That's what scarcity mindset is. But if you want to make money, how do you make money? And very often I get this question, how do you make money? Basically, if you want to make money, there is just one rule for making money. You just need to give more value to the world and then you will be able to make money. If you give value to the market, then market will reward you. So, and it's not only with making money, it's also with relationship, right? If you are getting into relationship and you are just looking for what you are going to get from this relationship for yourself, like, okay, is this person going to make me happy? Is this person going to buy me flowers? Is this person going to, I don't know, take me on vacation or something like that? And you are looking for what's there for you, then of course this relationship won't be, you know, happily ever after, right? Because you will always be looking what's there for you. And it's the same with money, right? If you want to make more money, just give more value. And if you want to have a beautiful relationship, give value to this person, right? So that's why I have a beautiful relationship, because we both are in relationship to make the other person happy. So we both give value to each other. And it's the same with making money. Give value to the marketplace, help other people, and then you will be rewarded in money. So, and it's so rewarding when you, there's this saying, give what other people want and you will get what you want, something like that. And that's so true, because if you can help other people get what they want, you will get what you want. So if you want to travel, I love to travel. And I am able to travel because, you know, I'm also in this great entrepreneurial community where we have those amazing travel certificates that we can give away. So I'm basically able to give away travels to other people as well. And that's also what makes my heart happy, because I love to travel and I know that other people love to travel as well, right? And the only thing that, you know, keeps them stuck besides COVID right now is basically money, right? So if you want to be able to, you know, travel the world and make more money and have this beautiful house wherever you want to have it, then just like I mentioned, just give more value to other people and help other people, and you will be rewarded. That's the only one rule, and I'm sure everyone else can, you know, all of those successful people and gurus and entrepreneurs that are really, you know, big names, they will tell you the same. Just give value and you will be rewarded.
It is golden rule.
It is. And it's, yeah, at the beginning it was difficult for me to understand it, right? And because, you know, when I had this scarcity mindset before, I was like, okay, but I give more value and what I'm going to get. That was my mindset before. And that's when you need to change it from scarcity mindset to abundant mindset, right? It's not about me, it's about others as well. And I will be rewarded when I can give to other people. So that's what needs to change. And you will be absolutely amazed how much money you can make when you shift it from getting it for myself to giving to other people. So
okay. So next question. Quick step to happiness in difficult times. For example, in COVID. Yeah, people lose their job and how to feel happy.
So basically, like I mentioned before, we cannot find happiness somewhere outside, right? And very often we think to ourselves, okay, if I have $1 million, then I will open my business and I will be happy, right? Or if I have this relationship, this, you know, beautiful man, amazing man, and he treats me this way, then I will be happy. So basically, it's a pattern of have, do, be. If I have something, then I will do something and then I will be someone, right? And we need to switch it because that is so wrong. We have to be first in order to do something, in order to have something. So you have to be happy first in order to get into a relationship. And in order to have a beautiful relationship, right? You have to be confident in order to start your business and then make $1 million, right? So, and very often people are like, okay, if I have this, then I will be happy. Or if I do this, then I will be happy. No, you gotta be happy now. Because if you cannot be happy now, then how are you going to be happy in a year? And those things will not make you happy because happiness doesn't come from external things, right? Happiness comes from within you. So if you can be happy with yourself, with what you have right now, if you can be grateful for what you have right now, then, you know, you will be happy and you will be able to create those things that you really want in life, right? So we need to learn how to be happy in the present moment and how to be grateful in the present moment, not in the, you know, tomorrow or in a year. Because, you know, if you don't know how to be happy right now, then you will not know how to be happy in the future. Because all we have is now. So we should enjoy every single moment. Because this moment is your life.
Yeah, but some people, they define their happiness with amount of money they have in bank account. So if they have high amount money or bank account, their happiness is right there. If they don't have money in pocket, they're not happy at all.
and that's actually not truth at all, because they just think that, you know, if they have this amount of money in their bank account, that will make them happy. But when they reach this moment where they have this amount of money, they realize that it doesn't make them happy because they want more. So it's like, you know, never ending story. You are like chasing and chasing and chasing. So stop chasing. Just be present and happy in this moment, right? That's yeah. The golden rule. Another, be present now and be happy now, and, you know, be grateful for what you already have, because there's so many people that don't have what you already have, right? So it's like we need to be grateful for what we have and also set goals and go for them, of course. But, you know, if you are not happy right now, then when you achieve your goals, you will be still miserable. So learn how to be happy.
Yeah. So the last question, simple. How to increase self-confidence
How to increase self-confidence? Oh, that's a really good question, because that's actually, I ran 4-day self-confidence challenge for women. It's totally free, so if anyone is interested, then I will be running another one next month. And basically, how to increase self-confidence. Self-confidence is something that you also have within yourself, right? So it's already in you. First of all, you need to tap into this self-confidence. And second of all, how do you create it? How do you increase it? Basically, there is also one golden rule that I can give you, is keep your word. If you can keep your word to yourself, that's how you increase your self-confidence. Because how many times you said something to yourself and you didn't follow, right? How many times you said something like, tomorrow I will get up at 5 a.m. and you didn't, right? How many times you said something like, okay, I will not eat this cake anymore and I'm exercising every day, and you didn't, right? So very often when we break our promises with ourselves, that's how our self-confidence goes down. So in order to increase your self-confidence, you need to keep promises to yourself. So if you tell yourself, okay, tomorrow I'm getting up at 5, you gotta get up at 5, even if you don't feel like it, right? If you say to yourself, tomorrow I'm starting my business, or I'm making live Facebook live or something like that, and then you don't follow, you break your promise, right? You gotta do it, even if you don't feel like it, because that's how you build confidence in yourself, because you keep promises to yourself. And you know, if you, even if you go out with your friends or with, you know, with your partner or with someone, and you tell them that you will be ready by 6 p.m. and you are late, then you are breaking your promises, right? So you need to keep your word. You need to be a woman or a man of your word, and that's the only way you can increase your self-confidence, if you keep your word to yourself. So there's this great mantra, my word is my standard. My word is my standard. So basically, you need to raise your standards and keep your word to yourself in order to be confident, right?
Yeah, sometimes many women, they feel not confidence because of their weight and body patterns, slim and not sexy and not feel beautiful, like in actress, like television advertising, like that.
So what I also can say that, you know, self-confidence doesn't actually come from the outside look, because it doesn't matter how you look like. There are women that are, you know, overweight, they're, you know, pretty big, and they're confident, because confidence comes within yourself as well. It's just like another emotion that, you know, I mentioned before. And I have this great exercise as well, and I do it actually on day one of my self-confidence challenge. And I take ladies through this, it's like 10-15 minute process, and it's so powerful when you can go back in time when you felt so confident, right? And they can bring, you know, confidence just like that. And then they feel so powerful, so on fire, and they just go and achieve whatever they want. So, yeah, so I would love to invite all of you to my self-confidence challenge. And it's so, so powerful. So, and like I mentioned, it's not about the external look. It's about what's inside you. Yeah, right?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much, Carolina. It's a good conversation, and it's good explanation about mindset and limitless mindset. Okay, thank you very much for your time. Good luck for your coaching, for your activity, and everything in your life.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and good luck to you as well. And let's stay in touch.
Yeah, okay, you're welcome. Right. So, thank you very much.
Wonderful. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Bye. It's your sunshine smile.